I believe that tonight word is coming for healing, for deliverance and for intervention. And so we want to pray, Lord, bring your divine intervention. Many marriages are broken. Many children today are impacted of a broken home. If you know any family by name, you can mention that family in God's presence and say, Lord, bring intervention in the life of that woman, in the life of that man. Bring intervention in the name of Jesus. Lord, bring your intervention into our homes. Lord, we contend with every force of darkness militating against Christian homes and families and marriages in the name of the Lord Jesus. Bring your intervention, Lord, into our families, into our marriage, into the life of our children. In the name of Jesus, Psalm 127, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wicked but in vain. Hallelujah. I want us to pray for one another. I want you to have a partner and hold your hands together. I want you to pray for the marital destiny of your partner. Pray for his home. The Bible said, except the Lord build the city, they build that labor, labor in vain. And so I want to pray for one another. That one of the good things about prayer is that prayer can be stored for the future. Hallelujah. Nothing is prayed according to God's will. It's ever a waste of time. Hallelujah. So I want to invest for those in relationship, those married, those single, want to pray for the marital destiny. Now on the media, on Facebook, we have all news of scandals of great ministers, issues of divorce, broken homes, and all of that. And these are marriages that are joined at the altar. And so if Muslims' marriages will stand, why should Christian marriages fail? Hallelujah. I want to pray and say, Lord, I hold this brother and I hold this sister. I pray for him and our life partner. I pray for his marital testimony that to be established on a sure foundation that will not fail. That will not fail. In the name of Jesus. Can you go ahead and pray passionately? Pray from the depth of your heart. Jekora Mahandia. Lango Saprakola Manda La Braski Telebrande. Jelebronda Paradina. Baruza. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watchmani says, one of the church's greatest responsibility on the earth is bearing the testimony of God. Hallelujah. And so if our marriages, if our homes cannot bear the testimony of God, it means we have failed God. And so it's our responsibility to bear his testimony. And it is that testimony we bear that Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see it and glorify our Father. And so we're praying. Pray for whoever you're holding. Pray passionately. Because you do not know the intention of the enemy toward that brother and toward that sister. Thank you, Jesus. Cobra, Calabra. Shele Groza Paranamanda La Brasura Lava. She called a Lavasandra Ibarra Pasa Dia. She called a Paranamanda La Pasa Lacora Dia. She called a Paranamanda Manda Hamus of the Branda. Mamra Pura La Ponda La Ponda. Maria La Vashamra Cora Dia. Mamra Pura La Vandana.
Ria Bandong, La Bata, 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 La Bata,
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The truth we are about to receive tonight is a privilege. Hallelujah. The Bible said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. In all thy getting, get understanding. And so I want to pray, God, give me the wisdom that I need. Hallelujah. Speak. There's a song, an old school song we sing in the church that said, that we used to sing that God has something to say. Listen, listen, pay attention. Really, God has something to say. And so I want to pray and say, Lord, give me the wisdom that I need. There are minor decisions in life and major decisions in life. And marriage is something that is a major decision. You rather will choose the wrong school and go than choose the wrong life partner. Because your certificate is not as critical to your destiny as who you marry. And so, it's something that actually, if you have your destiny at heart, you pray from the depth of your heart. Someone said, if you get your marriage right, you've almost gotten everything in life right. And I believe that everyone who is single, or anyone who's preparing to get married, it's everyone's heart desire that we get it right, and we get it right with God, because that's what the order is about. And so I want to pray for His wisdom, because it is the principal thing. It is the principal thing. As the scriptures come to unveil to us the mysteries and the secret of God's word in this area of light, in this issue, we need His wisdom in that area. I said, Lord, give me the wisdom I need. For some people who have been in a relationship on and off and has failed, there's a wisdom God wants to bring to that ministry. The Bible said, He sent His word and it delivered them. Bring me that word of deliverance. For some that have had broken hearts because of disappointment, because of betrayal, God wants to bring healing. And God wants to restore the years that the enemy has stolen. And so we have to pray this last prayer point before we hand over the mic. Say, Lord, give me the wisdom I need in this area. The Bible said, can two walk together except if you agree? Can we just open our mouth and just pray? Understand that this prayer is much more important than the financial breakthrough you are looking for.
you, Jesus. We're going to continue this prayer as we sing this song. We'll sing it prayerfully. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to be committing our lives into God's hands. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because He alone wrote concerning us. He has the blueprints of our lives. Jesus, we can't do it on our own, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Atali bahalabosh, atali daridos. Jida balados, tanadadai. Maker of the universe, ah, Jana Malabosata. We're going to be crying to our Maker tonight, committing our lives and destinies. Oh, Jesus, Kana Mosata. Oh, you alone are my God, you're my Maker, Lord. I give it all over to you, oh, Jesus. Oh, Malabosh Kataida Baharia. I give it all over to you. Ah, my life, my destiny. Thank you, Jesus. I look to you, Jesus. Ah, jetetela balabosha ta. Enamando bohi katelebosha. Concerning my life, Lord. I look unto you. Hana mana mana mana. Oh Jesus. You who orchestrated my life's journey. I come back to you, my Maker. Hallelujah.
Again, passionate.
you just lift up your own words to Him. I've been struggling so long on my own, Lord. But you know, we are praying in a song. Just lift that in this corporate house, this corporate anointing, cry out. Bondages must break. I mean, marriages must happen. Where they said no. Oh Jesus, Mantelebo. Sing it with all the fervency that you've been praying in the closet. Handabo shakatila bahalia. My heart cries. Say unto your Father's side, I'm crying, Lord, calling for you, Jesus. Answer my prayer as I lift my voice and say.
You are here.
of us don't believe it. I understand, I've been there. Some of us don't believe it because you've been there for so long. I've been there too. I've cried tears. There are issues I gave up on. When the answers came, I mean, I've been there, I understand, but believe it. If he said it, he will do it. God is able to do. If he said it, he will do it. Thank you, Jesus. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask for. Oh, imagine, I'm telling you. You've been brokenhearted over and over again. You'll be shocked. When God answers you, forget your tears. Do you remember this song? Exceedingly abundantly above all. Do you remember it? All we could ask or think, according to, yes, the power that worketh in you. Yes, it's according to your faith. Say God,
God is able.
Thank you, Jesus. Somebody is so ready to be blessed tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Let's sing one more faith song before I hand over the microphone. Thank you, Jesus. That is old song we used to sing. Thank you, Jesus. I mean, drop the key.
Higher than the mountains that I face, stronger than the power of the grave.
Something like that.
Constant through the trials and the change, one thing remains. Just one thing remains. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love never fails, it never gives up, it never runs out on me. Your love.
Into your hand. The Bible says, my tongue is like the pen of the ready writer. Commit your servant into your hand tonight, and we ask that you will possess his tongue like the pen of the ready writer, and use it to inscribe the perfect law of liberty, the very perfect law of liberty upon every heart that is present here today. Such inscription that will constitute a fundamental difference in our destiny and our lives. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's be seated. There is no time at all, so we are not going to delay at all. Tonight, I want you to know that God has our interests at heart. God is mindful of us, and we are here to be repaired. We are here to be repaired, we are here to be corrected, we are here to be renovated and be renewed. Peter told Jesus Christ, he said, if we leave you, when he said those words, they were very strong, and some of them turned away, and he turned to them, are you people going away also? And he said, if we turn, where shall we go? You are the one that has the bread of life. So we are here to be corrected. And I promise you, God will do us good this night in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of the drugs that are most potent and effective, they are not sweet. They are very bitter. And you must be willing to swallow them. If you swallow them tonight, your life will be better. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have the very singular privilege to have in our midst again our own Father in the Lord. Our Father in the Lord, Apostle Aaron and Simon. Please let the upstanding as we receive his ministry tonight.
Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We exalt your name for keeping your covenant with us. The covenant of your presence, the covenant of your spirit. And once and again, you have shown us how that you are mindful of us. This is a humbling reality. For this, we are bound to you forever. Accept our praise and our worship in the name of Jesus. In this time out with you, we ask that you mold us and make us in the very image of your own dear Son, giving us the capacity to represent you in the life of others. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated. I really want us to celebrate God for the just concluded conference. It's celebrating. Indeed, we have seen the evidence of the fact that God has decided to cut and keep covenant with us. We are humbled by God's commitment, and we are ready to provide the needed faithfulness to bring the heart desire of God to pass, as long as the Lord will supply the grace. I was still recovering. They just woke me up to come here. Amen. But I believe that God will help us in the name of Jesus. When I stepped in here, I felt the touch of the angel of God, and I was wondering who is in trouble. Well, we'll find out during the course of the meeting. God will help us in the name of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 5. We're going to stick to this text until it becomes life to all of us. Until each and every one of us reflects what the text captures. I hope I'm online. Okay. Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 21. Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 21. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. The motivation of this kind of mutual submission is the fear of God. It says, submitting yourself one unto another in the fear of God. We spoke about mutual submission initially, and the basis of mutual submission is this, the context in which the institution of marriage is established is also this. Just like we said, our oneness is in the mystical context of the body of Christ. We are uniquely one in the body of Christ. We are uniquely linked to the head of the church, who is Christ Jesus. And that's what we call a threefold cord. We all function under the government of Christ. And because we are part of Christ, we are part of one another. Are you with me? Now, that verse of scripture is indicative of the fact, or reveals the fact, that it is expected spiritually, given that we are all members of the body of Christ, that the authority of Christ has been registered on each of our hearts. The implication of the authority of Christ registering on each of our hearts is mutual submission. If your wife picks something from God, just like my wife picked the fact that part of her calling, and part of her calling will be expressed in a school that she will pioneer, and she brought that to my notice, and I said, well, I've not seen anything like that from God. You will not have my blessing to do anything that God has not confirmed to me. So as far as I'm concerned, what you have done is to communicate an information which has no root. So keep your vision for now. When God communicates to me, then I'll be willing to be a partaker. It took like 3 years. Then God now brought to my understanding the fact that she has such a calling that will be expressed in a school. My submission to the idea that she has such a calling is not because she said it. My submission to the idea was because I had a personal encounter on the subject. Now just stay with me. Stay with me. We have a lot to do today, and I'm trusting God that we'll be able to do it. He said, before he said, wives should submit to the husband, he brought the principle of mutual submission. And the principle of mutual submission is founded on the premise of the fear of God. Are you with me? So when I found out that she had such a call from God, I submitted to her vision, not because she brought a vision to me. I submitted to it because I've confirmed that it is from God. So I began to make plans for the implementation of that policy direction, having confirmed that it is from God. When you find a man that is not subject to the authority of Christ, such a man cannot be influenced. Are you with me? And the truth is, I don't need this fan here. So if... all right. If you... although some people may need it, but me, I don't. Well, you can put on the AC. That one might be mild. This one is jumping at me. And you know, the sound of my voice is a sign that I caught some cold during the course of the conference. I want to manage it as much as possible. When you find a man, are you with me, that is not subject to the authority of Christ, such a man is not likely to be able to function in mutual submission. Now, you'll be doing yourself a great disfavor as a lady for you to get involved in somebody that has not, with someone, with a guy that has not labored in God enough for him to be subject to the authority of Christ. The Bible says it is a threefold cord that is not easily broken. Now, the regulator of a marriage, the regulator of a marriage, and the basis of regulation is our subscription to the authority of Christ. And as long as that subscription is intact, there can be no situation that is so bad as not to have a solution within the context, the principles, the laws that God has made available in his body. Now, if you find a man that doesn't recognize the authority of Christ, such a man, he cannot be subject to the regulatory policies that will derive from the head of the church. Such a man is not matured enough spiritually to engage in any form of partnership that involves other people. The principle under which he operates is the principle of self. And a man that operates under the principle of self is going to exploit every possible situation and person in order to fulfill and gratify himself. So such a person cannot be subject to the principles of mutual submission. So when you see those tendencies that this person doesn't seem to have any form of reverence to the Lordship of Christ, if you don't see evidences in that person's life that the person is subject to the authority of Christ, the implication is that mutual submission is not in view. The implication is that regulation is not in view. Because what my wife did when I rejected her vision was that she went to God and pressed charges with the head of the church. And the head of the church now decided to deploy fresh encounters and revelations, knowing fully well that if the head of the church should come into the matter, I do not have authority if he has spoken. So in a situation where you have a guy that does not recognize the authority of the head of the church, the procedures of conflict resolution, the possibilities of mutual submission do not exist. It means all the days of your marital life, you might be subject to the will of a man as a basis of civilization. And that's a frustrating position for a woman to be. Hallelujah. Now, I need to add something quickly as we begin to take the tempo of this matter higher. Amen. Apart from the fact that when you notice that a man is not subject to the authority of Christ, and there are various ways that you will know, a man that is concerned about securing the will of God, walking in the will of God for his life, discovering the will of God for his life, such a man is a man that understands that this life is not his own. So he labors extensively to ensure that he is in conformity with the will of God. If you see those traits, it means the man has found the domain of the authority of Christ. Such a reality has a place in his ecosystem. Because there are various times that it will be the Christus himself that will settle a problem by bringing extra weakness, extra witness, and then suddenly there's direction and perspective. The Bible says that a threefold cord cannot be easily broken. Because in a situation of, and let me tell you something, you are not likely to be able to convince your wife on every matter. And in my own opinion, that is not supposed to be a disadvantage. If she is linked to the head of the church, that's all. If the position that I have comes from him, I can go and insist that he should convince her. Because I would not want to do anything alone. Are you following? I won't want to do anything alone. So I will talk to the head of the church. The head of the church will reveal that the position I want to take is captured within his will. And that position, she sustained it independent of my input. It provides for harmony. So Christ himself is the regulator of this matter. And a man that does not acknowledge his authority is a bad specimen of a would-be husband. Are you with me? I need to take it deeper. You see, it happens to be that Jesus is no longer physically present around us. All right? Now, because of this, what he did so that his presence and his authority can be felt is that he decided to set people in the body of Christ and gave them grace, callings, anointings, and capacities such that they can represent him effectively among his people. Okay? One of the evidences, the second evidence that such a personality is subject to the authority of Christ is that he is also subject to the authority of people that the Lord Jesus has set in his church to represent him in the lives of people. Are you with me? So, in essence, what I'm saying is when you find a guy that there is nobody he's submitting to, nobody can call him and say, come here. You better. If he doesn't have such a person in his life, he's a loose cannon. The guy might be stubborn, short-tempered, and all of that. But if he has a person that he recognizes, and the basis of his recognition of that person is that the Spirit of Christ is upon him, and he has decided to submit his life under such a personality, it is an indication that the person is enlightened enough to understand the shape of the body of Christ in its local expression. Such a person, first of all, acknowledges the office of the Christ. And he has gone further to acknowledge the shape of the body of Christ in its local expression. When you find a man that doesn't have any authority that can call him to order, any physical figure that can call him to order, he's a loose cannon. Don't even consider having a relationship with such a man. Because that man has no physical person that can constrain him. Apart from the fact that we have Christ in the Spirit to bear witness with our spirit concerning issues, there are also men too that Christ has given the grace to stand in for him in the physical. So if you find a man that doesn't believe and doesn't subscribe to the fact that they are physical people that they need to be accountable to, Such a man is a loose cannon. A daughter of mine, she has been following me for long. She's my wife's friend. And probably my wife's age mate too. What was the situation? She came up with this guy that she wanted to get married to the guy. That's a good idea. But every time when we went and conducted our own investigation about the guy, just for everybody that a lady comes and tells us that, see, I want to go with this guy, but we submit it to you. I conduct spiritual and physical investigation. And you may not know how influential I am in such conducting, such investigation. Whether you are from the heart of Unewi, we have foot soldiers that will give us the history of your family and your participation in that family. We didn't need to press too far to find out that the guy is a rolling stone. He was walking in this city at some point. Became very intimate with a widow. Released two children from that widow. Then the widow began to insist that, okay, since I already have two children for you, we have to consummate this thing in the marriage. Then he transferred his services. I don't want to tell you what job he does. Transferred his services from here to another city in order to stay clear of that widow. And then there was another lady too that he planted a seed somewhere. And that lady too was pressing charges. And then she now met this my daughter. He's very intelligent. He knows church things. He knows how to blend. Knows how to do church stuff. One thing you will notice is he is afraid that somebody around may have knowledge of his past. All right? And because of that, he doesn't want to appear too quickly. He doesn't like appearing. So when you tell the lady, bring the guy, let's see him, let's talk with him, the guy will look for a way of escape. When you begin to notice those kind of symptoms, it means that the future is not good. So we came up with our investigation. We confronted the lady. These are the symptoms we are seeing. This young man is not a product for marriage. You know, it takes a lot of liver to do that because she's my wife's age mate and I'm close to 9 years in marriage and then she's single. Then you are trying to... It will look as if you don't want her to. So even though you are doing what you are doing, say the truth but give the person liberty to make his or her choices. At the end of the day, what we do is that we provide counseling services. By reason of that which we get from the Spirit and that which we have gotten from investigation, we'll place all the cards on the table. But you will make your choices and you will arrive at your decisions. And your decisions will be purely your responsibility. That's what we do. So I spread all the cards on the table and told her how that the future was bleak, that it was... She only had about 5% possibility of having a happy home. That was the only window of possibility that existed. You know what she told me? She has all these things covered. She has it covered. The guy is slimy. When he comes like that, he gives one handshake, and then he vanishes into thin air. Doesn't want anything that will bring him in contact with accountability of any form. Because if I had established myself, if she allowed me to establish myself as the person she's spiritually answerable to, right, I will have some rights in that new field and the possibility of calling him and asking him a few questions, even in the marriage. But she shielded me from having that place. And I saw the skill. She was very skillful in that delivery. And I saw it and I played along. Because God said to the 419, I will help you fulfill your dream. I'm here to help. If you want to, you don't know how smart we are. So when you start going that way, we too will, you will think it's working. You will not know that it's your life you are doing like this. I will, anything you want to do, I will help you. I will help you do it. So the thing was like this. So I pretended as if I didn't know. But not before I registered the fact that this is the outcome of my research. But you are not likely to have peace under these circumstances. She said she had everything covered, no problem. And then we were the ones to do the joining in Lagos. So I sent Ogbe to represent me. Because I was caught up in a lot of office things. Ogbe went, did the joining, came back. This case is complicated. But we unraveled it. Because as a doctor, she has that entitlement. Now what I'm telling you is this. If you come and you begin to do like this, who will do like that with you? No, we will not hinder you from accomplishing your vision. If you insist on getting married, we join you. Me, myself, we join you. Remember, you will have, it will be your responsibility. I've told you here how that I told a lady that that guy is not your husband. You have sorrow ahead of you. The lady came to me and said, God has settled her. God told her that he has settled her. That why is she still disturbing him? When the name of Jehovah Sabaoth was invoked, I had to withdraw and help. But I will not do that until I've registered my own opinion. And because I consider it an opinion, I will not hate you if you don't buy into it. It's just that you'll be responsible for the outcome of the choices. My duty is to put all the cards on the table. And so far, I've been doing that quite effectively. So they got married. The guy can just stroll from home for 3 days. He's not around. And can come back 3 days later with a burning face. One of those days, she insisted that they must talk. Hallelujah. And that was the day she got the beating that she had never had from her parents. It took neighbors to ferry her to hospital. If not, she'd have died at home. Let me stop there. When you find a man that has nobody in his life that he considers an authority, no physical person, it also means that there is likely no spiritual person that he recognizes his authority. Such a man is a loose cannon. You should ensure that as a lady, you are taken to meet the guy's spiritual parents. It's part of the insurance policies that will protect you. If there is no such person in the person's life, he is a mistake. Doesn't matter the vision you saw or the prophecy that you received, you will not find peace in that situation. Once and again, you need infrastructure to ensure that there is regulation. Are you with me? That relationships and marriage is regulated. For instance, two people got married, and it was obvious that the husband did not have the ability to manage money. And the wife is very meticulous. And normally when the wife receives the salary, just like I teach that there's no property rights in marriage, just like I teach that the wife doesn't have any entitlement to her salary. Are you with me? I know you don't like the arrangement. But you say, I did not set it up. I'm just here to tell you the structure, the design that God put in place to manage this institution. Because this institution is supposed to be running on the same principles that the mystical reality of our oneness with Christ runs. And that's why if you read the book of Ephesians chapter 5, which we will do in a moment, you will find out that every reference that was made was a reference that was made to the mystical reality. Love your wives as Christ. Mystical reality. Wives, submit unto your husbands as unto the Lord. So the reference for every instruction there was the context of the mystical reality. Because marriage is supposed to run on the principles and structure of that mystical reality so that it can be an extension and an expression of the harmony that exists in the mystical body. How that the members are many, but yet we are one. It is on the strength of our oneness in the mystical context that there is this possibility that he said that the two shall become one flesh. So that which has been achieved in the mystical context will eventually by with time it will be achieved in the natural. So marriage is a theater that expresses the harmony, the sweetness, the uniqueness of our oneness in Christ. That is what is spiritually supposed to illustrate in the natural. That's the only possibility for that spiritual reality to find expression and illustration. So you must operate with the principles of the mystical reference. Did I make sense?
Okay.
Stay with me. Now, when we start doing this matter, this equation, this permutation, you will now find out that it is not as easy as you think. It's not just liking the lady's waist, how the waist is, the back of her leg. Because some people, when that's where they look, they check the back of the leg. So every investigation that we carry out based on the mystical context. Are you with me? I said, are you with me?
Yes.
Now, I also want to, you know, there was something I said the other day, and a lot of you felt it was an extreme position. Let me help you. You know, marriage is God's idea. It's God that initiated it. Is that true? When we come to the New Testament, we begin to see dimensions of the institution. And one of the dimensions is that marriage in the context of what it is from the mystical perspective cannot be practiced by people that are not in Christ. That is, it's an abomination for you to be married to an unbeliever. That's unequal yoking. Unequal yoking. One of the implications of unequal yoking is we can't control that unbeliever. The systems that we have available in the mystical context doesn't affect the unbeliever. So the possibilities of achieving oneness does not exist with you. You might ask me, okay, why is it that two unbelievers will get married and the thing is working? Unfortunately, your yardstick of measurement is totally inconsistent with what God had in mind before he instituted marriage. As long as it does not illustrate that mystical union, because you are not members of the body of Christ, It is illustrating something else, which is a total departure from the purpose for which it was established. Marriage can only be considered within the context of the mystical union. Are you with me? It's just like someone that is not born again. Does he have the capacity to peep into his purpose in God? God is the author. He's the one that created us. The devil has not yet been given the patent to create anybody. So he doesn't have purpose. There's no valid purpose. There's no legal purpose that the devil can have for your life. There's no basis of running the devil's schemes. There's no basis of living in the devil's purpose, because the devil has not created. So anything you do for the devil is illegal, and it cannot strike any chord in the eternities of God. It's a waste of time. You can't peep into your purpose if you are not born again, and you are not capable to fulfill the vision God has for marriage if you are not born again. So every unbeliever's union, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Cannot be an illustration of that mystical reality. So it must be considered within the scope of the natural. Are you there? So naturally, when two people are living together, what's the name of that? They are cohabiting. So the civilization that exists for people that are not born again, the best they can do is to find the average, cohabiting, look for how to exist together. But what they are doing doesn't strike any spiritual chord. See that? Doesn't strike any spiritual chord. It doesn't have the same meaning. Two people that marry in Christ and two unbelievers that marry doesn't have the same meaning. Because the reference for our possibilities, our hope, our potentials is the very mystical context. That's what you must know. It's deeper than just finding a woman and living with a woman. It's far deeper than that. If it is the head of the church, Christ himself, that suggested that relationship, the relationship has what it takes to help you grow in Christ. It is one of the closest infrastructures that Christ has put in place, which will help you mature more in him. It has a different meaning in the case where unbelievers are involved. Do you get that? All right. So it's deeper than just... And I use that cohabiting technically because of the context that we are talking about, and the context in which all of this exists is a mystical union with Christ. So when you find a man that doesn't have a spiritual father, it's not an option. It doesn't matter the vision he saw or the car he brought. You are going to have chaos. The reason why you have chaos is because this person's life is not in order. Now, if we don't build according to the design that was suggested in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, right? If we don't build according to that design, something else will be manifested in our relationship, which is not the Spirit of God. Something else. Because that alignment is supposed to be a container, if we build according to pattern, where the Spirit of God will fill, and the resultant product is that it will be good and it will be pleasant. How good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in. The unity is nothing physical. The unity is everything spiritual. It's what we have in common in Christ Jesus. And the expression of that unity when we bond together is supposed to be good and pleasant. But you will not achieve goodness and pleasantness just instantly. It gets better with time. And our hope is intact because we are uniquely one in Christ Jesus. I saw she When the guy came back after beating her up, the guy now asked her, are you still interested in this thing? Are you still interested? Are you still interested? You know, when somebody is trying to get a no from you, there's a way they talk. And then she say, you, are you interested? He said, no, he's tired. Then she said, okay, she's also tired. Then she called me and said, this is what happened. I said, no. Call him back and tell him that you are not tired, that you didn't marry to divorce. That's the right answer. It's not a matter of the flesh. If you marry this person, he's not the will of God for you. The only thing is that it was not the suggestion of the head of the church. Because of that, there will be friction. There will be challenge. And we cannot stop the challenge. Because it was not altogether conceived by God. So challenges will abound. But there is a guarantee. If you decide to be accurate in the midst of the challenges, His grace will be sufficient for you. No, you are not. See, it's not a curse. I'm just telling you what it is. There are some areas of your life where you should not make a mistake. It's going to affect you. Are you still with me? No, you know, I told her the truth. I said, this is now the will of God. But because it was not suggested by the Christos, it was your idea. It's not going to fit in because you are not so wise as to know what will fit in. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It won't fit in. There's no prayer you pray that this thing will fit. It can be managed. It can at best you will have a managing situation. But you expect that things will go haywire once again. The thing will blow. But in it, if you decide not to break covenant, break faith with the Christos, His grace will be... So pick up your phone and answer again that you did not marry to divorce. You will follow Him till He dies. And as I was saying, she was crying. I said, you see, tears sometimes is a sign of healing. you do not... You are not with me. It's a sign of what? It's a good place to start from. Tears. It's a good place to start from. It's a proof that you don't have the capacity to survive. And you are presenting your vessel for the infilling of grace. It's a good place to start from. If you are accurate, if you decide not to become negative... In a relationship, let just one person be accurate. The man is a bully. Don't worry. You be a wife. Just be accurate. Alright? The salvation of that home will begin with one of the partners that decides to be accurate. And in a particular situation where there is crisis, God will be looking to the most matured for recovery. The most what? Be accurate. And you'll find the grace of God sufficient enough in that matter. Now, the reason why we called for this meeting is not to deceive you, is to tell you the way it is, and then you make up your mind. Tell you the way it is. There was something I could not say the last time because of time. But I'm not about to go back. So that's the first point. The first point is, one of the evidences that shows that a man is subject to the authority of Christ is that he has a physical, spiritual figure that is submitted to. Just like I said, a woman, and this woman is a big woman, she makes a lot of money. And then the man is not as big as she is. However, when she walks, at the end of the month, she submits the salary. And the man doesn't have administrative skills. Normally squanders, and then the family is put on the edge. Alright? So, and the wife is meticulous, she's prudent. So when she noticed that the guy doesn't have those skills, she stopped submitting her salary. Now that's the wrong procedure. You don't take authority just because there's abuse. What you do is that you inform that spiritual person that the guy is submitted to. Let it be that spiritual person that will do that restore that order, not you. You don't have the power in family life as a woman to advance any protocol of order. Now, this thing I'm telling you, are you with me? You don't know how far-reaching it is for you to be involved with somebody that has a father. For a woman. Do you know that because you decide to usurp authority in any form or fashion, you know the implication? You are spiritually exposed. You know the implication? Your prayers will be hindered. You are not in alignment. Oh my. When you appear in the spirit, then your disorder will be revealed to demons. But if you refuse to pray or to prophesy, it will not be obvious. But if you are going to have to pray, you have to first of all solve the structural problem that is wrong in the context that you are placed. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You are not understanding me? Okay. That woman that withdraws her salary because she found out that the husband is not managing it properly, and she withdrew it by herself. Upon that action that she has done, she has violated the prescription of submission. She will not know the implication of her actions until she prays or she prophesies. When she prays, she's exposed in the spirit. Her violation of the protocol becomes evident to demon spirits that she's not under cover. She can be struck. And if she prophesies, demons can infiltrate the prophecy part and give her words to utter. For a woman, it is when she prays and prophesies that her standing within the structure, family structure, will be revealed. You know, are you with me? You are not with me now. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, that scripture that they used to say that women should tie her tie has nothing to do with her tie. It has everything to do with headship. When she prays and prophesies and her head, she's not under cover, under the cover of her husband or under the cover of her pastor, under all the covers. It will become obvious that you are not in alignment with prescribed structure and you will have visitation from demons. I know you don't like my talk, but I'm called to show you God's perspective. So that guy that is a physical person that the person submits to is a major regulatory factor in relationship and in the marriage. Because a spiritual house like this is supposed to be, is a family. That's what it is. In age, I have my mother's age mate here. In age. But in the spirit, God has set me over this house. I call them to order. If they do something wrong, I will still call them ma. But I will rebuke with ma. Because I am their spiritual head. Yeah. Because the Bible enjoins that a young pastor should acknowledge elders. So I do that. So that me too, I'll be undercover. All those prescriptive instructions are structures for covering. So that when you are in the spirit, the devil cannot harm you. God showed me yesterday night, how that the devil attempted to kill me. I just saw it. I didn't even know that thing that happened, for which I was shown the back end, was that it was my life that was at stake. But you see, the will of the devil could not happen because I was in order. And the attendant support and protective devices that have been cobbed in, built in into the spirit for men that are in order, were fully functional in my case. So even though the devil had an intention, there was no possibility for him to fulfill his intention. All it was an intention. And you don't need a prophecy to tell me that the devil doesn't like me. I know he has had intentions about me for some time, but as long as I abide in order, I'm protected from intentions. It will ever be intentions. I have a good plan to live long and old. To see that you fulfill your destiny and to kick him out of the territory. I have that intention. Hallelujah. So when that woman prays, prophesies, the structural defect is obvious in the spirit, and demons will take advantage of it. Demons can go before God and accuse that woman, and her prayers will be hindered. When she's prophesying, they can infiltrate her prophetic part, and she will give expression to the counsel of demons. You know, if in this hall now, are you with me? If we talk about prophetic investment, ladies are more likely to be prophets than men. I don't know why God, why that equation is like that. I believe that. Are you with me? You know, when we talk, we guys, when we talk in a commanding way. So it's difficult for you to discern the voice of God, because that's how God talks. You will think it's you talking. But when a lady talks, it's not necessarily a commanding way. So when God talks, it's easier for them to discern it. So most of the prophetic, now all the people that prophesied yesterday, how many guys were among them? Only one guy. See, that's what they do. They pray and they prophesy. That's what ladies do. They pray and they prophesy, just like the daughters of Philip. It's easy for a lady to find prophetic powers in her vessel, visions. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Amen. Now, most of these are mommies. They don't talk much, but when they come and say, "Pastor, this matter," you will be unwise not to give it a thought. Now, so when they do the things they know how to do, which is to pray and to prophesy, in order for it to be effective, they'll have to be in order. That's how demons were able to pick that those sons of Sceva did not have that authority. They were not in the authorities. It's clear, in the spirit it's clear. You get that? Now, so she did something wrong. So then problems now evolved. So she now called me. I said, "This is the matter. This is the matter." I said, "Okay, you know the way out. We'll submit that thing back. If you submit it back, this fire will quench. Then I will tell you how to achieve it according to the structures that have been laid out in the body of Christ. That's how you effect the change. If that person is under authority." I did not have that place of authority in the life of, do you get, the life of the husband. I did not have that place. So I was afraid, because at that point in time, the husband had a problem with his father in the Lord. So even the father in the Lord wouldn't want to enter into that matter. So the only possibility that existed, because the husband respects me a lot, was for me to try to do something that was beyond my pay grade. And I was hoping that he will accept my authority. So I now engaged him. And thank God, it worked. Because I see, you don't have this is crisis. This is crisis already. You don't need to pray to know that this is crisis. So you release this thing. Release it. See, if he releases it, how can he, the little ministry he does, how will he be able to fall? I say, release it. The one that called you, we know how it will work out. So release that thing. So he released it. So he don't release him. I said, good. Now, let's trust God. You see, the last meeting he held, his wife didn't come. I said, is that a problem? You go ahead. If she's not convinced, what is your problem? Go ahead and fulfill. Is it you and her, Baba called? Set the pace. Every man that can sacrifice for what another person doesn't have, the proof of a calling is what we see is your sacrifice. That's a proof that the spirit spoke to you. So put your sacrifice on the table. Let's see if she will not follow you. So he now began to do his thing. And it came to pass, God now touched her. Eh? You see, the reason why it was able to happen was because he had respect for me. That role that I played was not my role. It was the role of a father. So that role I played was the role of a father. And it only worked just because he had what? You don't know how many marriages God has used. I believe I'm an expert. It's part of my calling. This marriage, I'm a welder. I weld things. I don't need to tell you where I've gone for welding. When I weld with cast iron. So that... I don't need to tell you how many pastors' homes have had to focus attention so that the thing won't break. And I started doing it before I got married. There was a particular case, we tarried on it for 8 years before the wedding took place. And I don't need to tell you all the things I found in my journeys. That home has been restored. The calling is flowing again. The anointing has restored, has come back to that pastor. And the big wife, because she had reason to doubt his credibility, were able to work that out and harmony. Because if it is of the Lord, it must be good and pleasant. The intensity of goodness and pleasantness is a result of how aligned we are. Is that clear? All right. Another indicator, another thing you should look at as a lady in relationship issues when you are considering a guy is to check if he is a secretive personality. Whether he keeps things away from you or he lies. Is he a secretive man? Is he a liar? A liar will sell you, collect the change, and you'll be there hoping against hope. That was how one guy, the lady knew that this guy, the things, that is, her fiancé, alright, he is masquerading to be a pastor. And the lady knew that he was fake. It is the word of knowledge he gives is not real. Alright? And you know what I'm talking about. She knew that the guy was not receiving it from God. That it was based on research. Not that God was speaking. And he was doing it comfortably. And then when they now married, because the guy married her, she wanted to marry. And eventually, the guy went to the village and they loved him. He swindled. Everybody love him. Even the list that they gave him, he didn't bring up to, it's like one third of the list. But because the guy has it. He knows what to do to, hey. So he used that thing again, manipulated every. They say, okay, they have released, they are forgiving you of this one. You don't need to bring this other part of the list. And then he took the damn cell and. Got married. Then the guy had an opportunity because he flew on the plane with somebody that has international connections in ministry, and then he pressed charges, pressed the guy that took his number, started stopping him that you are the link, my link to US, you are my link. God has shown me that you are the link. So the guy says, all right, no problem, let me just help this young man. And put him on a particular schedule. So there was a meeting, he started preaching, he went with a young man, and then left him there to continue. Went to another place. The person I'm speaking about is a very heavyweight apostle in this country. So the young man, when he knows that research, that is research team, he took it there. So got a disciple that will conduct the research for him, and then the disciple will, when he has gotten it, he will present it on a sheet of paper. You will not even know. And then he begins to call for numbers. Wow, Jesus, a prophet. That's how they believed him. Then in the midst of all of that, the lady that was to take care of his meals and all of that was a widow. A widow that was a multi-millionaire somewhere in Chicago. You know what the swindler did? He abandoned his wife and he married this widow. You know, he is a... When you marry a liar, expect you are a liar. You are a liar. You yourself, you are a liar. The guy just found, you know, it's a bad guy, this girl. And the widow liked his anointing, liked everything, and how he caught the widow. Told the widow that he's just an evangelist traveling around looking for the will of God. In her house she has a house of her own. She has three businesses she's running, four deadly vehicles. When the guy got to the house, he said, yes, my journey ends here. Change his name, change everything. The wife has not been able to trace him. And he doesn't show up on Facebook. Nothing that would trace him to anything. If he does WhatsApp, he uses Spider-Man as his profile picture. When you find a liar, Mayato Masili, Eke Musalakuma. May the Lord open the eyes of the ladies to you don't know what I'm talking about. You don't know the vessels that are pallied with the devil long enough for him to transmit the a lying spirit upon them. You know, once and again, some people may lie because they came under pressure. That's not what I'm saying, no. Some people have a lying spirit. A lying spirit. Hey! The guy went to the village, elders, old men that are his father's age mate. By the time they cried, they forgave him. Because if he should talk, my God. He swindled everybody. They swindled everybody in the village. Jesus. They said, this is our real son. And you know, the ladies are Igbo. But they wore him. They regard the Igbo. They wore him. Now this kind of a man. As I finish everything, and then he dumped the lady in Abuja, has changed his name. His name is purely white now. Maraso Mayando. The lady has been going from pastor to pastor seeking counsel. When she saw the evidence of a lying spirit, she did not take it to heart that this thing has an unusual depth. Hallelujah. Is in Makodi here. I don't want to go into details. A lady wanted to marry a guy, and this guy was overly secretive. When the lady asked questions along this, I said, this is this area. It's not up for talk. So she didn't know what to be saying. Okay, what can we discuss? Say, discuss anything in the present. Don't go here. Meanwhile, and the lady still went ahead and married. When they came home, he now told, because the guy is a very rich guy. He said, wait, before you enter this house, there are two rooms you should never enter. There are two rooms. They are not for you. Don't even think about entering. The thought of entering there is a problem of crisis. I will always be keeping money here and here. Take as much as you want. Do what you want. Don't question me. when I come back. No question. So she tried to cope. Try to cope for it. Yeah. Money. Well, most of you, that's what you jump at money. She tried to cope. So, all right, let's see how this thing can work. Anytime she takes in, she will miscarry. So he is an occult member. In fact, he is the next person to the grandmaster. And what they're doing now, occult, is that you will marry. They won't stop you from marrying. But the wife will never deliver. All the children will be used to sacrifice to the altar. And this lady is as fine as an angel. Fine. Beauty. From Imo State. As fair, fine, without blemish. So she will be in the house snapping selfie like this. She didn't know that she was in a satanic island snapping selfie. The chandelier that holds light in the sitting room. Eh? The chandelier. You need to see it. It's gold. See, most of these tiles that we use is the fake one. Or these ones. Most of these tiles we use is the fake one. See, I saw the real tile of the one in my house. I saw it somewhere. I said, Hele. I saw the real one. My God. You need to see the tiles in that house because she snapped herself everywhere. Selfish. She took him for the first time. Miscarried. Took him. Miscarried. Took him. When the thing happened like 5 times, she now said, okay. She started going to seek counsel from pastors. That's how she entered somewhere. As she was just coming, she said, you have already sacrificed 5 of your children. Sacrificed 5 of your... You see, the prophetic was given to for help. Sacrifice? So I didn't sacrifice anything. You are not aware. The husband you married is in the occult. It's a citizen of darkness. He walks directly with the mermaid of the blue sea. And your 5 children were given to her as a sacrifice. She fainted now. Why did she take selfie on the ground? The pastor waited patiently for her to revive. Because the utterance had not ended. She just fainted. That blacked out. Waited for her to revive and then continued. Continued the utterance. Hallelujah. So when she revived, he now told her what will be done for the next pregnancy not to. That does she remember that any time the pregnancy is like 1 month and some weeks, the husband will carry one oil and rub on her stomach. Sometimes the husband will give her to rub. She will be rubbing it. He told her to ensure that oil doesn't touch the stomach. And there are several times in the night she needs to pray from so time to so. When she started all those things, see, the kingdom of darkness is fragile. One of us can break it down. She was in the house of their ogre, praying they couldn't kill her. You need to sharpen your prayer life. If we were to catch you here now, say you will pray till 6 a.m. tomorrow. Can you survive it? You are getting ready to marry. You have not sharpened your prayer life. And you don't know where you are going. You don't know whether the family are going is the family of Ezemo. You don't know, and you don't have capacity. It means you are deliberately setting yourself up for as a sacrifice. Some of these married women are alive today because they know God. You know those days? Yes, some of these people are alive today because they know God. They have come in head-on collision with witchcraft. Sometimes we want to be polite. The things I have seen, they are many. You have not prepared yourself. And all you do is to make the hair, 1,000 braids, all this. It's good. That one too is very important. When you finish praying, make sure you are properly dressed. Properly. If you will come out of your house, come out. Due diligence to be very sharp. And when you get married, you need to do more.
Oh my.
You don't understand that there are options. There are plenty of options. Don't give your husband the slightest feeling. That you have settled. You labor, and then when you marry, you settle. You settle. Yvonne is dear for. It's not as if you don't have the money to change it. It's not a money issue. You don't feel it's important. You are in trouble. You are already trying to expose that man. I will show you from the book of Proverbs. How that a woman covers a man. There are some very deliberate things you will do to ensure that your husband is not exposed. We're at war. The lady now ensures that the cream, the ointment, and the only way to ensure that the ointment won't touch, because most of the time the man will rub it when she's sleeping. So the only way out is no sleep again. So the man will enter that room and then fly from there. He'll fly back by 4 a.m. Come into the room. One day, as he was flying, she started praying. He couldn't reach the destination. A big hand held him. Then when she stopped praying, the big hand left him. Then he appeared in the room again. And before he will appear, she will know. She will go and pretend to sleep. He and man will enter. So they were playing there himself. Playing themselves. The grandmaster now said that if his wife should deliver, he has broken one of the oath. Then the man now considered that, wait. He pretended as if he wanted to fly. The lady started praying. Then he came out of the room and so his prayer, this prayer that this woman is strong enough to stop me from. He started considering. Eventually, they said they were going to kill him. He had 14 days to live. The woman ran away from the house at that point. Check for her. And then, because those people, they check Abuja, they fly around, but they did not see her in Abuja. She ran to that pastor's house, that pastor. So the wife, and her and the wife, they were now doing night vigil. She delivered. Not in the hospital. Because if she had gone to the hospital, people are everywhere. So it's in the house that they brought a nurse that. So the man now died. That's how they had to move the beauty queen back to Imo State. But at least she got a child. All of this happened because she got involved with a man that was secretive. When you find a man that doesn't talk, he's deeper than what you think. If you notice that his loyalty is not for God and he is that secretive, we have a challenge with the situation. Number Beware of a man that is self-centered. Everything he does, me, myself, I, me, myself. Let me show you the example in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, where we began to read. Ephesians 5. Verse 21 says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Go on. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the savior of the body. He said, love your wife. He said, Christ is the savior of the body. So you too, you are going to be the savior. I will explain what it means. Be the savior of your wife. Go on. Next verse. Therefore, as Christ, as the church is subject unto Christ, let the wives be subject unto their own husbands in everything, including salary. When you come into marriage, you are no longer the owner of your body. Your husband can insult you in the morning and say, in the afternoon, come and say, come on. You don't have a right to resist. Because you don't have property rights anymore. You can't even call it your body. Because the Bible says, he that loveth his life, loveth his wife, loveth his own body. And Paul now added, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that he has not yet found anyone that hates his own body. Read. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be subject to their own husbands in everything. Next verse. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. How did he love the church? And gave himself for it. That's one. And the reason for which he gave himself is that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Hey, this is heavy. And this verse, we will do it, is one whole. Amen. That verse there is one whole session. But you see, if you see how Christ loved the church, the evidence of his love was that he gave himself. He gave what? Before we came to this place, I told my wife, okay, my salary has been paid. Your school, this is the part of it that we go to, into your school. This one, I need to do this, this one. She knows that at this point in time, what I'm doing, all the work I'm working, everything I'm doing is try to set up her vision. All right? I've given myself to that. It is easy for a woman to submit to you when there is evidence that you have given yourself. But I'm saying to all the ladies in the house, just in case you don't get to find that kind of submission, that kind of love, make sure you are accurate. Let your submission not be conditional. Because that's the instruction. This is a prescription from God. He gave himself. Hallelujah. Every layer of grace that God brings me into, I want to labor to ensure that my wife at least touches a fragment of it. And I'm not a coach that is looking for error to correct in your life. No. My own style of teaching is that I will leave the example before you. And I will never compel you to do it. If you do it, it's because you have a desire to be accurate. If you decide not to do it, I will not love you less. But I will not compel you to do anything against your will. I will never tell you to pay your tithe to me. I will never. Those kind of things. I believe that's your business. And the fact that you don't pay your tithe to me doesn't mean I will not be committed to you. Because when you love somebody, you what? You give yourself. That's agape. Agape is not conditional. You what? You do what? You give yourself. You give yourself so that the person can be sanctified. The person is not exactly what God wants the person to be yet. A person is not exactly what God wants the person to be yet. So the purpose for which you give yourself is to upgrade the person. You find the person's potential and you give yourself. You insist that the person will realize the potential. I've worked in the public service for a few years and I know how the government runs. I know how the systems run. My wife doesn't have that experience. So she wants to start her school. Then I began to ask a few questions. She became afraid. I said, the reason why I'm here as a technical support. And I will expose you to what it means, how to function. When I tried her out, I saw that there were many things she needed to learn. And the only way we could launch the school was to get an... what do we call it? A consultant. So we had to get a consultant to help her kickstart so that she would understand the procedure. So in 6 months' time, she had a firm grip of the system. But you see, I had to introduce a consultant to help her kickstart. Now she has the capacity to run the place. See, if you don't give yourself, you will not be able to see capacity built into somebody. Now, you must understand something as a man, one of the responsibilities you have is to deliver the lady you want to be committed to from insecurity. There are a lot of possibilities of insecurity that a woman is subjected to. One of which is probably the next lady sitting by the side there. Maybe she feels that next lady is more beautiful than herself. More, her spoken English is better. Her exposure is much more than what she has had. Her height. So she considers herself inferior in the midst of all the alternatives that find expression. And she is nursing a quiet thought that this, my guy, is likely to look upon. So one of the things you do when you give yourself is that you constantly assure her, oh my God, that is that her being short that is the object of attraction. That if you were 2 inches taller, you would not be my choice. But this, your height, oh my. The day your wife gets pregnant, another level of insecurity finds expression. Because the shape, the waist that you measured, that it was 8 cm, 8 millimeters, 8. That waist is going to go gaga. And all the balances and the alignments will be totally distorted. And then she will now look at herself in the mirror. Sometimes she will be in front of the mirror for 1 hour, trying to see if any form of packaging will produce the ounce of attraction whatsoever. Then when you see that labor, you know what is happening is insecurity. A man that has given himself, oh my God, you need to be creative to love. It's very easy to please a woman. Speak to her. Tell her. Create one word. And then rest will come. And just in case you want to be more creative, go and learn how to play guitar and buy one. When you notice those symptoms, form a song and
What you are trying to do is to suppress her weaknesses, suppress her insufficiency. There's no need for you to even consider this. It has not crossed my mind. I'm good where I am. And then over time, you begin to see that the real deposits that are in that lady, the deposits in a woman can stay in her, never manifest for her lifetime. It will take a man that has given himself to provoke it out. And because she is heavily laden with insecurity, she is likely, like a snail, to be kept in that cage, that cocoon. But she thrives where she knows there is no rival. She thrives where she knows there is nobody contending for her praise. She thrives at her own pace and begins to develop. The Bible says Jesus manifested his love in that he gave himself to his body. And the purpose for which he did that was to sanctify her by the washing. That's where I don't want to go today. The washing of water. It will take us a whole session to do the washing of water. And that's one of the responsibilities of the husband. You must understand the technology of the washing of water. By what? The word. Now, if your wife is not as beautiful as you want her to be, there's a way out. And the way out is this. Keep telling her that she's fine by the word. If you do that consistently, the way you see her will change. See, it's not as if she will become fine. Are you with me? But the way you see her will change. And you see, that is from that point that we have this saying that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Keep what you are saying, it will not change you, but the way you see her, the washing of water, those are deliberate things you do when you have given yourself. It's just that I don't know how to play the guitar, and I bought one, but I'm becoming more busy. All right, if not, I've composed songs for my wife, me like this. Oh. And when I sing in love songs, I'm better than Victor Waifu. You will see the lady laughing, but they like it. But it's not every day you'll be quoting the Constitution for that. It doesn't work. You. If there's a young man sitting close to you, tell him, give yourself. And if you are a preacher here, let me tell you something. There is a temptation, there's a possibility for you to be able to give yourself to others, but you don't give yourself to your wife. And you think that is ministry. You are in bondage. You are veering off. You are about to experience an attack. Your heart is about to leave home. When you know how to. When people come, you are good, you are nice, you are there for them. But you are not there for your wife. You are going. You are about to be injured. Your testimony is about to be taken from you. It's just because you people are pastoring in Benue. The girls here are not bad. You are lucky. The ones in Lagos know that if they keep pressing you, one day you will feel for them. So if the opportunity you have made available is counseling, they will come every day. They have problem. Is it not why there is counseling? So we'll come. My atomina elabansali. Give yourself. If you are in a relationship now that we have already approved, after this time out, compose a song for that lady. Compose a song. Now, where is, if Joshua is here, I will sing my one of the songs I composed. Get that this strike. No. So, now the way you have responded means we should stop that. We should give yourself. Now, one thing that every pastor, every preacher, every evangelist should have is the ability to see the potential people have. I have that as a gift. I don't know if all of us are like that. All every pastor, I don't know. But I have that. You might think there's something you are doing or there's the way you are that makes you not favorable. That's not true. I see what you can become. Every woman is in raw state, heavily overwhelmed by insecurity. Heavily overwhelmed. Heavily overwhelmed. If you have been close to a woman that is pregnant, especially when it's 6 months where you can't hide it, just like she needs to take calcium so that the child will have strong legs and strong hands, you need to be creative in your words. It's the height of insecurity. There is no way you can do that in part time. You can't do it part time. All of you will have to be released. When a woman knows that you are giving all of yourself, it's evident. How many of you have ever read a dog? You had a dog at home while you were growing up. Yeah, there was a dog. Yeah. Do you know that the dog knows that you love him? If you start, as you are coming, he's already wagging the tail. It's not very easy. Eh? A dog knows who is giving himself. So why do you think that if you do anything less for a human being, the person won't know? Give yourself. Break the yoke of insecurity. Break the yoke of the possibility of competition. They will not say it, but that's how it is. And whenever you see that you did something and your wife is behaving as if she's shy, that thing, she likes it. Write it down. Yeah. And be doing it regularly. There are some things when you say it, she will laugh. Those are buttons that have been put there by God. Only wise men that have given themselves can find it. And whenever press one of the buttons, you will see that with your conduct, you can actually regulate the lifespan of the woman God has given you. But you cannot do this in proxy. You cannot do this in absentia. You cannot do this through a phone call. You cannot do it with text message. You give yourself. That's the kind of love that Jesus had. He loved enough. And the example of love for which we as men are enjoined to copy is a kind of love that compels you to give yourself. Love is covenant that puts you in a position of consistent sacrifice. That's what love is. It is what? That does what? Puts you in a position of consistent sacrifice. You might say, "Oh, Pastor, I'm not the outgoing type. I'm reserved." Give yourself, oh reserved man. Give yourself. Give yourself. So if me as a pastor, as busy as I am, I compose a song for Omoge. As you are seeing I compose song. Strike the chord, let's see. Now I'm showing you my example. If you begin to do that, you begin to like the lady more. It will change your view of the lady. I'm suspecting you. there's a high level of suspicion. When you give yourself, the implication is that it will change your perspective of the person. Give yourself in action, and when you make a commitment to always speak words that build, you are adopting the formula of the washing of water by the utterance. Not that when you look at her, you say, see leg. Those are destructive. Those are destructive utterances. As long as you are uttering it, insufficiency will begin to build. And when you see a woman act as a result of insufficiency, as a result of insecurity, that's the easiest way for her to yield to the spirit of witchcraft. Another side of her will begin to manifest. And all of us have that side. Because of the fall of man. There are two options to life. It's either we live from the spirit or we live from the flesh. And one of the capacities of the flesh is witchcraft. Yeah, have you seen that in the book of Galatians chapter 5? It's one of the works of the flesh. You have not seen it? Or you want us to check it out? All right, give me Galatians chapter 5. I guess from verse 21 or so. At the end of the day, the best husband is not the finest guy. All the things that you will consider as a woman for a man that is the guy, all those things, when you get into marriage, you find out that all those things were fake. Maybe the guy that has biceps. That will be the image of the terror that the devil will put around your life to ensure that your life is totally snared. Say biceps. Say. Broad chest. Say chest that can come and put my head. That chest will be the image of the that will bring you the greatest persecution. So the guy needs to be fair, very fair, with open teeth in the front. At the end of the day, it's not all of that. It is who has the ability to give himself. Somebody has tampered with my light. Hallelujah. Give yourself. Help me preach again to the guy by your side. Give yourself. You can live with a poor man. You can live with a rich man. If that poor man gives himself, you'll be satisfied with him. I assure you. You find out that it's not money. And then you, in your so-called poor state, there is so much love. She is chasing you sometimes around the house. You are running with big belly. But the people that have all the things that you would have wanted, you every time they come out, they are frowning. They are not okay. See, it's not money. Give yourself. Hallelujah. Give yourself also entails words, verbal embellishment. Never utter a negative cursing word on your wife, even if you are angry. If you are angry, raise the issues, discuss issues, but let it not become personal. What is wrong is an action. So raise the issues of that action and point out what is wrong. You can even shake while you're pointing it out. No problem. But let it not translate to see your leg like. No. Let no destructive utterance
The creature is already heavily laden with insufficiency and insecurity. Don't use any opportunity whatsoever to. And for those of us that are preachers and you pray a lot, don't angrily say your leg, it might come to pass. I'm telling you. Oh, you don't believe? It might what? Come to pass. Alright. So let's. Well, my song is suspended for now. Because the rate of laughter now made me suspect. Give yourself. There are many situations. Another point. I'm already out of time. Jesus. Don't go with a man that is not prayerful. Marriage will reveal your insufficiency again and again. It will reveal the fact that you are short-tempered. It will reveal the fact that you are not wise. It will reveal the fact that you are not prudent. It will reveal the fact that you are self-centered. It will reveal the fact that you are wicked. It will reveal the fact. Marriage will bring you out. You will be amazed at what you are capable of when you get married. It's a good setup that God put us into marriage so that we can really see how we really are and not deceive ourselves that we are more spiritual than we really are. Hallelujah. So a man that has not learned the way of prayer doesn't have the facility for change. It is when you are faced with your insufficiencies and driven to the place of prayer, God has a system of change, of transformation, that He initiates because you came to the place of prayer. It is good for you, you know, in this place, before you can, your primary identity is that you are a praying person. That's what we do. Right? Before you start becoming an usher, first of all, you are an intercessor. The reason why Nigeria is like this is because we have so many Christians that have left the path of intercession. Homes are rocking. The landscape is under tension just because the people of God no longer know how to pray. We have lost that culture. Now, let me tell you a few things. After I paid my bride price, according to the culture of the place where I went to marry from, everybody, every part of the family is supposed to have something from that bride price thing. So the bride price is quite huge because it must go around. And there was a section of her family that found out that I was a pastor. I hid that identity, that part. I know that they don't like pastor there. So I came as a civil servant. I'm a civil servant. It's when we finished the wedding, they said, let's pray. I said, yeah. So as the prayers went up, my eyes opened. I said, you, this is the matter. You from Kano. This is what I see. So I left that revelation with them as a parting gift and a sign. Apart from the fact that I'm a civil servant, I'm something more. So they took the story back and brought the bride price that belonged to that part of the family, and they rejected it. That pastor. That part of the family disowned her and released a curse. Now, we've got to find out this much later, not then. 14 days after our wedding was when, because I refused to get married, refused to get ordained, even though I was qualified and it was approved. But I delayed it until my wedding. So 14 days after our wedding, we're up for
ordination. And when the city where my father-in-law is, and where we're staying, I entered into the bathroom to take my bath, and then a coffin now appeared on top of my wife's head. Then her spirit sat up. Her body was lying on the bed. Her spirit sat up. I was going in the direction of the coffin. So that part of the family had sent a message. According to them, that's betrayal. So they sent their powers. And then she was struggling not to enter the coffin. Then I finished having my bath, and I came out of the bathroom, and the coffin left her. That was the day when my wife was supposed to die, exactly 14 days after her wedding. There are many times I've gone to preach in some places, the demons I cast out come to my house here. Then when I hear the symptoms of what is happening, I know what is happening. There was a time my son could not be healed. I just came home, touched his stomach. I would touch it. That's how he got up. I saw all those things in the place of prayer. When those people tried to take her life and it did not work, then I knew it was time to war. Meanwhile, we did some things before that day, the day the coffin came. God spoke to me and said, I should give 50,000 into my father in the Lord's ministry. So, as I was going to give 50,000, my wife too had the same impression. So she went and withdrew her own 50,000. We met at the altar. But we did not consult. So we now gave. And we just finished the wedding. Those monies that we turned in was about what we had to continue life with. And we gave it up. Thank God we gave that offering out. Because the next thing that happened after giving offering the next morning was a coffin. And we have already given the offering and committed the grace of the commission. So it was a great struggle. But she survived it. We finished the ordination. We came back. And we came and entered prayer. Entered serious prayer. Serious prayer. And after a long time, the covering cast was lifted. Then I knew that she would live. The next time they came was when she was pregnant for my son. She was pregnant. Expected delivery time had gone. And the child was not forthcoming. And I had done some things in the spirit. Because of her height, most people were saying CS will be the way. I said, I know the person I created. So I woke up one night to find who was responsible for the fact that my wife could not deliver. And I began my search in the bedroom. That kind of research, they do it in the bedroom. She was sleeping. And I was praying and surrounding the bed. Going around. Then my eyes now open. And I saw a woman that wore, you know those, that Chinese cap that they wear, farmers wear, that it will cover their face. So she covered her face and held a lamp. So I said, are you the one that has refused this woman to give birth? When I finished my presentation, labor started. Are you the one that... Okay. Labor started. I can tell you go on and on to tell you the things that we achieved by prayer. I can trace the secret of my prosperity. We were praying one day and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, sow a seed of this amount to me every month. I said, yes, sir. And I started to sow it. In the first 6 months, there was nothing. In fact, problems happened the first 6 months. After 6 months, a wonder that never happened in my office happened in my life. Nobody has ever been promoted and the promotion was backdated. They promoted me and backdated for 4 years to make up for the 5 years that I was not promoted. Promoted me, backdated in 4 years. The next day they promoted me again because I was due. And that's how they took me back and then paid me allowance for the 4 years That was what I used to build my house. It was prayer that I went to this zoo here, Makode Zoo. I will pray from morning till the sun goes down. I go home. I went for 2 days. And God spoke to me, it is done. I left the place. Then our executive came here, engaged me. I told him, answer these questions. He went back and compared them to promote me and backdate it. It has never happened in that office. That's why I don't do politics for promotion. I will not do eye service. I deliver. If it's time to deliver, you will see my report comes in first. Huh? Comes in what? I can, you know, in order for you to be very effective, know your secular job very well so that you can do it part-time. We are on crusade grounds. I can just bring out my computer and do my work and send it. Even on crusade grounds, I submit first. Everywhere I am, there's a small computer I have that I've captured a lot of things on it. Be very good at what you do. Very good. Be the best at what you do so that it will not take your time. You have time for God. I don't do eye service. You are. What are you talking about? I should be bowing down to my God and say, and lying to him. I pastor people that are bigger than them. Hallelujah. Don't bow down to for promotion. My own promotion is regulated by God. We prayed for those 2 days, the promotion came. Everything we are running as a family today came from the place of prayer. The secret we are running with. The model we are running it with. God gave his word. God gave direction. God gave direction. I can tell you when we prayed, how we prayed, how we held hands, how we this, and then the word came. We began to follow it, and then things opened. Once people heard we were doing conference, money came from everywhere in the world. You know, we spent like 3 million. That's if I don't know your own budget. If you add your own, then we're in trouble. We're in trouble. I don't know your budget, but the local one, I was calculating the one we spent like 3 million. That is from this end. If she adds her own, then we are way there. But this is a place where they have not paid salaries for how many months? For 10 months. Pastor Tony came from Otukpo. He has not been paid for 1 year, 12 months. Guess what? And we're going to build that place, 106 million. So that when we come, everybody can be in the hall. We'll have hostel for you. All of us will stay there for five days. Everybody, all the ministers, we are not moving there. Everything we need to survive there is there. The cafeteria, the kitchen, where you are going to stay. Yeah. We'll run a 24-hour prayer altar in that place till Jesus comes back. It's a shrine. Holy Ghost shrine. Things will be better from that point. It will be a sending center to cover the nations of the earth. We'll anoint politicians there and they will go and take seats. No, the best story of Nigeria has not come. Yeah. Out of the ashes of our dying as a nation, there is a breaking forth. There is an arising. I have seen where God is going. I've seen it clearly. And we are ready to follow. Can we overemphasize what prayer has done as a ministry, as for us as a ministry? We cannot overemphasize it. Don't ever despise a praying man. Don't ever. Because you know what? You cannot predict his outcome. A lot of my family members despise me. The only thing that I knew how to do was to pray. No problem. I kept at it. They used to make jest of me. That me is just talk. 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 And then some things began to happen.
some strange things began to happen. My uncles went and brought a seer that uses the power of divination. And before he gives you money, you go and to him for prayers. You take your children to him. I said, that's an abomination. Even my grandfather that used to sacrifice to demons never insisted that any of his child should follow his ways. And when he began to get old, he joined the Catholic Church expecting to find salvation. When he started becoming sick, he was led to Christ. He recovered from his sickness, a Christian. And he complained bitterly about my father's younger brother that likes going from place to place to consult oracles. He complained. And when he died, my father began to draw the family for prayer. Then we're not as spiritual as this. All of hell fought him. All of hell fought him. At the age of 62, on the 16th of August, 2001, he died. That my uncle that likes going to seek witches, to seek oracles, became the eldest. And the legalized divination, so much so that he attached a seer of divination to my uncle that was the director of finance in Villa during Yaradua's time. All that I had then, according to them, was prayer. And I spoke publicly that I will not visit that house again as long as that prophet is there. You know the implication of that? I was going to suffer. My uncle comes home with like 10 million every week. I know you will not believe it. In Ghana must go. He's a very intelligent accountant. He will not put that money in the bank. So EFCC can't trace him. I don't want to go far. The lands he has in Abuja, in Jabi, in Metama, in Lugbe, he has up to 64 plots of land. Sometimes when my elder brother goes there, he throws 2 million on him. But before he throws like that, you go to the prophet for blessing. That was when I stopped crossing this bridge. And then they said me, every day my uncles will call my brother and say, go and find out what is happening. You know what? The reason why they were looking for information about me was to send missiles. So my elder brother called me and said, well, come on. I said, you have trespassed. You have trespassed. Don't call this line again. He thought I was joking. I didn't pick his call for years. The time I picked his call was to tell him that he's invited for a conference. And when he came here, I showed him the house I built from the money they paid me when they backdated my promotion. Then I was ready for fight. I had built my spirit that if this information should go back and it generates war, I was already a warrior. But until I became a warrior, I hid myself from sight and I starved Satan's data bank of my information. I said, this is the house you can attend, because then our father the Lord came. He saw what God was doing. I gave them that information. Went back and told them that I'm a big pastor now. Say, hey. You know what? After that information went, that's when judgment started. It's
strange judgment. I know those people. They consult necromancers. What necromancers do is that they use people's destiny. They can manipulate it. The signature of your star. I don't want to go there. The day we talk about deliverance, I will show you some things, but it will not. I will not record it. Things I have seen, but it will not be recorded. Prayer. It was here. I was leading prayers on a Tuesday when my eyes opened, and I saw that Jesus was coming back to deliver my family. That my uncle that lies going to Bifa. Ifa. See it, see for us. He patronized Ifa people until they gave him a souvenir of the mirror. Huh? You know that mirror they look in to check people. They produced one of the mirrors and gave him a souvenir so that he will cut down on his frequency to the Ifa. They gave him the mirror and they told him how to invoke people into calabash. So those were souvenirs that were given to him to minimize his coming to this tribe. That this one is self-help desk. Someone that wanted to marry and he went to the thickest village of witchcraft to marry a wife because he needs a seer. The woman he used to go to consult that doesn't come out. You know this blanket, that type we use in boarding school. That's what covers her window. In the midst of the heat, she should not see the ray of light. Her throne is set up in the room in darkness. When they were doing my dad's burial, she insisted that she was going to come. They had to travel with her in the night with her throne. She doesn't... They pick up, the back of the pickup. They put her throne there. That was where she sat. It's pickup that brought her in the night. When they brought her, she did not enter the house until they sanitized it. The room. They had to sanitize it. And then put that blanket on the window and then put her throne. Whether the heat is killing, she's inside. She only come out when it's night. She went to consult that woman and that was how the woman manipulated her to marry her daughter. So it's the daughter of that woman that my uncle went to marry because of his appetite to see. I would have spoken my language now. That's the question he normally asks. Inekegane. That means, does he have the ability? Hallelujah. Right. Prayers become to rise. I become a man in the spirit. Because when they see you like that, when you are exposed like that, it's a problem. You did not rise by that altar. That means another priesthood. You want to introduce something. It's a fight. Then I was ready. We have gone through peril here that we grew. I was ready for fight. So the prayer point that day was family. We're praying for our families. And then I knew something struck the altar in that village. I knew it from here. There were only two ways to remedy that situation that happened to the altar. Go to... you can't understand. There are some people that their own witchcraft, they can't do it in the city. It's in the forest. So you need to take a canoe, they will move you, then you trek, then you go somewhere, then inside of a rock, you will find steps, it will take you down, and you will meet one man whose face is against the wall. I don't want to go into details, but such men, they do business with the underworld directly. And if you consult them, one person must die. That is, one person must what? It can't be. It can't be otherwise. So they told him that this kind of one, he has a. When he came and wanted to consult, the man said, "Go back. Go back. Go back." He said, "This one is not good." He said, "Ah, will somebody live forever?" Hallelujah. He said, "Okay, you will need an insurance policy. And it's not an insurance of goat or cow, it's men. So if you didn't bring somebody to live here, then you will become your own insurance. You will sign your blood." As he was going back, they gave him a goat. Gave him instructions on how to invoke the curse, huh? On that goat. And then two instructions: let the goat not die, and let the goat not enter your compound. So it's a forest. And it was already like 6 p.m. and goats don't travel in the night. So leave the goat in the forest. Came back home. Woke up the next morning. The goat was not only dead, but it was in front of his door. And goats don't travel in the night. So there were only 3 days for him to leave. He had to make the phone calls he could make and told his brothers that he's going to be sick, but it's not going to be a medical case. They should not bother spending money. You know what? When he died, there was no blood in his vein. That spirit from the underworld has sucked every blood. You know that thing we call blood-sucking demons? You think it's play? All of this prayer. All men, it must be a man of prayer. Can we pray together? Can you just connect your hands with, let's pray like a family. Don't raise it. If you want to stand, stand. If you want to sit, no problem. But just make sure you are concentrated. Because I want to bless you. Making of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today. I see the breaking of a brand new day. In which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes, out of the ashes of my dying today. I see the breaking of a brand new day, in which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. See the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes, out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day, in which the name of the Lord alone is glory.
Holy Father, see the breaking of the ground. You out of the ashes. In which the name,
there is a day coming.
His name will be glorified. New day. Sing out of the ashes. I see the breaking.
See the breaking
new day, in which the name of the Lord, Abele Mosanto Minakabalata, of the brand new. Out of the ashes, I see the breaking in which the name of the Lord alone is. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Say out of the ashes, up and high into heaven. I see the breaking of a new day. In which the name of the Lord. Sebotoko malabaran so minabraske. Out of the ashes. There is a day ahead of us. It's a brand new day. In which the name of the Lord shall be glorified. Sibaboko patama Natalia. Out of the ashes. I see the breaking of a brand new day. In which the name of the Lord. Will be glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. And out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. A brand new day, and with the name. The breaking of a brand new day out of the ashes. I see the breaking of a brand new day in which your name alone, alone, alone. And out of the ashes, I see the breaking of a brand new day.
Of a brand new day.
In which your name. In which your name. Darling, today I see the breaking of a brand new day. A brand new day in which your name. Glorified. Out of the ashes of my dying, of my dying, in which the name of the Lord is glorified. See the baby. Of a brand out of the ashes, ashes
of my dying today,
in which the name of the Lord, of the Lord. One more time now, out of the ashes of my dying, out of the ashes of my dying today, you know it's the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord, name of the Lord. I see the breaking of a brand new from the depth of your being. Out of the ashes of my dying today. I see the breaking of a brand new day. In which the new is a world of mine. I see the breaking of a brand upon new day. Out of the ashes, breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today. Of a brand new day. In which the name of the Lord alone, the Lord alone, the Lord alone. See that place. Out of the ashes of my dying today. Dying today. There is a brand new day. Oh, in which the name in which the name of the Lord see the breaking of a brand new day. Singing one more time again. In which the name, brand new day. Singing one more time. It's a brand new day. In which the name of the Lord is glorified. Hey. One more time to the Lord. Dying today. In which standing of the Lord. Alone is glow. I see the breaking. Out of the ashes. Dying today. I see the breaking of a brand new day. In which the name of the Lord. Alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day.
Out of the ashes of my dying.
It was standing. Of the Lord is glorified. Out of the ashes of my dying today. Of my dying today. Of a brand new day. In which I knew. Must be glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. One more time to hear. In which the name, in which the name, in which the name of the Lord is glorified. In which the name. Glorify. In which the name. Which the name. In which the name. Alone is glorified. In which the name. which stand here. Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Can you open that door so that I can see the people outside? Listen to me, listen to me. I see some ladies here. Your womb has been shut down. Now, and this applies to even unmarried ladies. So I've received wisdom from God on how to open it up. Can you put your right hand on your stomach? Just in case, just put your right hand. Glory to God in the highest. Now, ushers, in the next few seconds as I pray, there will be fire on those wombs, and God will open them up. Father, in the name of Jesus, now I ask, do not allow the will of witches and wizards to prevail. These are your people. And I want to ask that every work that was done to shut their wombs down, by the operation of your fire, I ask for an intervention. Let your fire begin to flow. No, don't say amen again. Let your fire begin to flow. I said, don't say amen. Just expect the Lord to begin to walk. All right, he has started walking. Let the fire of the Lord begin to affect that womb. 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 A witch shut your womb, and now the fire has been kindled. Fire has been kindled. The 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 fire has been kindled. On your womb. 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 Now I open that womb.
I open that womb. I open it. I open it. I open it.
Rubena tabonatuala bakambele. Abene kesa I kapukamburu sabalato. Let the womb be open. Yes, I've sensed the burnings, 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 the burnings. There is somebody outside. Ushers, ensure that there's no challenge there. It's a surgery, it's a surgical procedure. He can't touch your womb. Can't manipulate your womb. Father, in the name of Jesus, let nobody with this womb condition leave this place without attention. Some of you are not yet married. You are even virgins. But the womb was shut. I ask for fire. For fire. Ushers, help me bring that person. I ask for fire. For fire. So that the womb can be opened. So that the womb can be opened. Let the womb be open. You see? You see? The wombs are opening now. The devil cannot manipulate any aspect of your life. He cannot. Cannot manipulate. Cannot manipulate. You are such a blessing to us. You are such a blessing to us. And I insist that the devil will not manipulate your life. Yeah, it's a surgery. Sometimes it's very painful. Sometimes. Very painful sometimes. Very painful. It's very painful.
I so sele baham bahalatab susa suna habres capeta kumbalato azala barato mina zaita kesa abre so mandali 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 asambre kapola kapateme kembres ufala barato sembria kapati.
See, angels are walking. 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 Sometimes you go to a place and a strange person touches your head and locks the womb. To show you how powerful the lock is. That is what, that why the Holy Ghost, that's why the Holy Ghost is walking. Yeah.
Lose the womb. Lose the womb. Lose her 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 womb. Let the chains, the locks, the keys, the padlock, let it break. Let it break. Let it break. Let it break. Release her womb. Release her womb.
Release her womb. Yes, yes, it's very painful. It's very painful. Very painful. But such glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. Now, there's another condition here. There's another condition. God has given me the authority tonight for the healing of blood conditions. Blood. Now this includes HIV. HIV. HIV.
Alright? You will be healed this night. You are going to conduct a test. Send the result of the test to me personally. Don't give anybody to give me. Bring it to me. Alright? Now, blood conditions will be healed in a few seconds. Some of the people may manifest, some may not manifest. And when I say blood conditions, it also includes genotype issues. Genotypes. Genotype. The fire of God will begin to work. If you are SS, genotype, SS, will have a change. You will earn at least an AS. At least. You will earn at least an AS tonight. You will earn it by the mercies of God. You see, their wombs are open. It's open now. It's open now. It's open. Hallelujah. I found out that we need to open more channels for healing and deliverance. Much more than a contact. A contact is not enough. So I want to give you a prayer point. Okay? God has given me a clue that we need to begin to hold a weekly power miracles and prophetic meeting. But we'll not do it until we have prayed for 2 months. So I want to please ask that we pray. That every what we'll see, the escort will see which day of the week we choose. If it's a Wednesday, it will be every Wednesday for healing, deliverance, and miracles. He said, my God, people are afflicted and with witchcraft and all kinds of sickness. And so he wants that channel to be open. Hallelujah. But we'll pray about it for 2 months. Every prayer point, every time they pray here, Chief Donatus, let it be a prayer point. It's called prophetic and power service. Prophetic and power. But we'll pray on it before we start. And the first edition we'll have, it will show that God instructed me. I'm seeing many things here. Now God will heal blood conditions. If you need a new genotype, this is the time. This is the time. I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. You don't need to say amen. I ask concerning those that have blood conditions. Blood conditions. Those that need a change of genotype. Those that need a change of the entire blood. Sicknesses that are blood related. Afflictions that are blood related. Anything that has to do with the blood. The demons that manipulate the health of men using blood. I address you. And I take authority over you. I bind you. Evil demons using blood to bring people into bondage. I break your yoke over the people of God. I break your yoke over the lives of the people. Genotype. I speak to you. Change now. HIV. Die now. Every blood condition. Die now. In the name of Jesus Christ. HIV. Change now. Genotype. Change now. Blood conditions, change now. Change now.
And the Holy Spirit is clothing somebody because he's working on that life. I see it in the spirit. Father, let it intensify. Let it intensify. Let it intensify. Let it intensify. Let it become stronger. Let it become stronger. Let it become stronger. Let it become stronger. 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 That this affliction might be broken permanently. Thank you, Jesus. I'm seeing someone with a lung condition. Lung condition. That God will heal. When I start praying, this person will begin to feel. Give me a chair. I'm tired. When I start praying, the person will begin to feel as if you are short of breath. When you have that experience, you come out. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you touch the lungs. I arrest the demon manipulating the lungs. I arrest the demon manipulating the lungs. You demon of the lungs, come out. Lose your hold. You demon of the lungs, lose your hold. 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 You demon of the lungs, lose your hold. You demon of the lungs. Lose your hold. If you sense any difficulty in breathing, come out now. If you notice a difficulty in breathing, come out now. 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 The arrow was shot. Come, come. Don't worry, come. You hold me. Let me stand up. Yeah. I command the demon that was shot to bring an affliction after a while on your lungs. I break the hold of that demon. And I release you. Okay? You are free. I break the yoke of that demon. And I release you in the name of Jesus. You are free. I break the yoke of the demon. And I release you. I break the yoke of that demon and I release you. I break the yoke of the demon. I release you. I break the yoke of the demon. I release you. I command the yoke to break and I release you. I reject the arrow. I release you. Through the mouth, come out, 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 come out from the lungs, 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 through the mouth, come out, through the mouth, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, let the deposit of that affliction come out. I command it to come out. Aha! Yakobaku toko kokobo. Misaprate krobosika. Through the mouth. Through the mouth. Be made every whit whole. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Be made every whit whole. I command the deposit of that affliction in your lungs to come out. I command the deposit of that affliction in your lungs to come out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Now, because we are not doing miracle service, I will have to stop.
Glory to God. Your mouth away from the mic. Things I've seen, but not every one of them is an emergency. But there is one emergency that we need to handle. Now listen, there's one among us here, and death has cast a shadow over you. I see the shadow of death. Father, in the name of Jesus. And this applies to those of us online. I see the shadow of death. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that the yoke of death be broken. I command that covering cast to be lifted tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. If you can, you may be seated. The offering baskets can go around. We had a lot of people participating in this meeting from in and outside of this country. In the United States of America, we have someone in Georgia and Chicago. We have people participating from Canada, Russia, and Ghana.
In the United Kingdom, we had people from Edinburgh, Bristol, and London. In Nigeria, Kaduna, Enugu, Adamawa, Lagos, Osun, Anambra, Niger, Oyo, Delta, Ekiti, Abuja, and Nasarawa. We are saying from Makurdi that we love you. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Ushers, please come on. Take this away. We appreciate the name of the Lord for everything that He has done for us this week and even today. Hallelujah. We believe that our lives will not remain the same again, and our land being wasted will never recover from it for life. In Jesus' name. I don't know, I've not consulted with the pastor, but I feel that after the workers' conference, we'll take a break for 1 week and then we'll resume. The law office is tomorrow. I think the venue is here, not the apostle's house. So don't go to his house. All the workers, everybody is involved. Okay, people, if you are going to apostle tomorrow, okay, don't go to apostle's house for counseling tomorrow. Hallelujah. So Lord feast is by 5 o'clock tomorrow in the evening. Hallelujah. Is somebody excited? Let's stand to our feet as we close. After the Lord feast, we're taking a break for 1 week. I know that Remnant Christian Network is a praying people. You are praying people, and you like doing some stuff. Anytime we say we close, that is when some people will be on fire. And if you decide to come, fine. But me, you will not see me. Hallelujah. If you decide to come and pray, the hall is open, the sanctuary is open. You can come and continue. But me, I'm going to take a break for 1 week before we resume. Now, by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us now forevermore. Amen.